This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic returned to court on Sunday to fight an attempt to deport him because of what an Australian government minister described as a perception that the top-ranked tennis player was a talisman of a community of anti-vaccination sentiment. Three federal court judges in Melbourne hoped to hear the entire case in a single day so that the men's number one ranked player and nine-time Australian Open champion can begin Monday his title defense at the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. Australia has undergone some of the world's toughest COVID-19 lockdowns, and more than 90% of all adults there are vaccinated. However, hospitalization rates in the country continue to hit record highs. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in various cities in Germany on Saturday to protest against measures aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. In Frankfurt, police said about 4,500 people gathered, some carrying banners and signs with slogans like "School without masks" and "The Corona Hysteria, mask the hysteria of capitalism." During a so-called Corona Walk, a crowd of demonstrators chanted freedom as they opposed a widely expected mandatory vaccination. Meanwhile, in Munich, hundreds protested at the Theresienwiese, where normally the well-known Oktoberfest takes place. Both protests were peaceful. Daily infections were declining in December after Germany introduced measures such as demanding proof of vaccination for many indoor activities. However, they started rising again at the beginning of January. On Saturday, the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases reported more than 78,000 new infections. This is VOA News. Less than 3 weeks before the Winter Olympics start, Beijing has reported its first COVID-19 case with the Omicron variant. Chinese officials said Saturday the person lives in the city's Haidian district and that people who have had contact with the patient are being tested. Those who had contact with the infected person have also been ordered to report to authorities. The Winter Olympics begin February 4th in Beijing. The Chinese capital has promised to hold a simple, safe, and splendid Games. China is facing a diplomatic backlash from the United States and several other countries over what has been called crimes against humanity in its Xinjiang region, where Muslim Uyghurs have been detained in large camps. Beijing vehemently denies the allegations. A former Haitian official sought in the killing of President Jovenel Moïse was arrested in Jamaica Saturday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Police in Haiti say former Senator John Joel Joseph is now in custody. Meanwhile, police in Jamaica say other people were arrested with him and they are trying to figure out whether they are family members. Joseph is a political opponent of the assassinated president. In late October, Jamaican authorities arrested former Colombian soldier Mario Antonio Palacios Palacios. He was recently extradited by the U.S. and awaiting another court hearing. More than 40 people, including 18 former Colombian soldiers, have been arrested in the killing of Moïse, who was shot several times at his private residence in an attack that also injured his wife. I'm Julie Walker.
Residents of several U.S. states are bracing for a massive winter storm that could dump as much as 30 centimeters of snow on some areas. The governors of the states of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia have declared states of emergency ahead of the approaching storm. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Otto said that the snow could cause several other issues.
The freezing rain that is expected right now across parts of northwest South Carolina into central North Carolina, looking to see anywhere between a quarter and a half inch of ice accretion.
Power outages and travel problems could be made worse by an additional coating of ice and winds gusting up to 56 kilometers per hour. An undersea volcano erupted in spectacular fashion Saturday near the Pacific nation of Tonga, sending tsunami waves crashing across the shore and people rushing to higher ground. Tsunami warnings were issued for many South Pacific nations and went as far as Alaska and Japan. Report.